Welcome to the Proctor Podcast Series, presented by the Samuel Proctor Oral History Program at the University of Florida. Founded in 1967, SPOP is one of the largest oral history programs in the country, with nearly 5,000 interviews. SPOP, one community, many voices.
This is Christine Trosky with the Samuel Proctor Oral History Program. The following audio clips are from interviews with returned Peace Corps volunteers. Through an executive order on March 1, 1961, President John F. Kennedy created the Peace Corps, a program designed to serve the country in the cause of peace by living and working in developing countries. Today, Peace Corps volunteers serve abroad for 2 years, working directly with communities to build capacity in agriculture, economic development, education, environment, health, and youth development. With such a broad description, one might wonder how exactly do Peace Corps volunteers achieve this goal? In 1981, Tom Mirti moved to Mali to start his work with the Peace Corps as a community development agent.
I was assigned as a community development agent, which was, you know, it's a pretty general thing. Mm-hmm. And there were 24 people in my group. I think 16 of them were community development agents of one, well, of all sorts. I mean, we ended up doing different things, but we were all classified the same. We were trained in not so much really healthcare, but sanitation, wood-burning stoves, appropriate technology, different things. Where I went, what seemed to be the type of thing people were looking for and that I might be able to help them with was I worked on building hand pumps to replace people drawing water out of wells from with buckets or rubber bags, the things that they used, and also digging wells. I was there in that town. It was called San. It was for a year. And at the end of that year, the Malian government shut down the office that I worked with. So after a year, I no longer had a counterpart. Hmm. And so it isn't my tour ended up not being something that was very common for Peace Corps volunteers. Because I no longer had a counterpart in that town, I could have stayed there and still kept working with the people in the villages I did, but an opportunity came up on a project further north in the country. It was an irrigation project. And so halfway through my service, I transferred to another town and worked on that irrigation project for a year.
Timothy Dalrymple and his wife traveled to Botswana in 1988 to work as Peace Corps volunteers, as a university professor and an occupational therapist.
I typically had four or five classes that I taught a day, so a very different load than a university in the U.S. Yeah. And I taught mechanical engineering, and so I taught mechanical design, I taught computer science, I taught statics, dynamics, strength of materials. I had a busy in-class schedule, and I taught two different levels of students, sort of students that were pursuing an associate's degree and students that were pursuing a bachelor's degree. So there's a big difference in those students. And the lower level students I would have long classes with, and part of that would be a lecture. So I would lecture typically for 30 to 40 minutes in a 2-hour class, and then we'd work on problems together. And I'd go around the class and interact with the students, you know, and try to see where they were struggling and help them through problems. In my degree students, I would typically have 1-hour classes with them, sometimes 1.5. And I would lecture in those classes, more like a lecture you'd have here.
What job did your wife have?
So she was a occupational therapist at the National Hospital. So what that means is that people who had typically farm injuries, sometimes burns, who were having difficulty utilizing, you know, their hands or their arms, or people who had strokes even, I guess, as well. Okay. People who were having difficulty with motor control and couldn't get enough therapy at the village clinic, they would be referred into the central hospital, and she would treat them there to help them regain mobility and all of that. So it was a typical occupational therapy department. But the thing that was interesting about it was the patients of the the patience of the patients. So how willing they were to wait. So the way it worked is you had like open clinic on a couple of days a week when people would come in on these long bus rides, you know, 3-5 hours to get to the National Hospital. And they would wait, and they would all sit outside under the tree, and they would wait patiently for 2, 3, 4, 5 hours before they got their 30 minutes of therapy, and they took their 6-hour bus ride back home again. And she didn't have a schedule. Didn't do that. Yeah. You know, people just came and wait, you know, because she didn't have the resources to schedule people. It's different for everyone, you know. When people always ask, "Oh, what's Peace Corps like?" I try to tell them, you know, well, I can't tell you what it's like. I can tell you, you know, what it was like for me because it's sort of a job placement agency in a certain sense, you know, with a broad mission of meeting the three goals of Peace Corps.
Amy Panikowski joined the Peace Corps in early 2001 and arrived in Malawi on the 40th anniversary of the Corps program to work as a park ranger.
I worked with Nika National Park, and it's the largest park in Malawi. And I worked on the east side, 4 hours from the actual gate.
Amy Panikowski was met with resistance from her coworkers, and as such, had to figure out a way to make herself effective in her position.
And my situation was interesting because there was a female assigned to that park before me. And depending on who you talk to, you could see who sided with the park staff and who sided with her. I never met her, but there were some issues that went on between her and the park staff. And because I am also blonde hair and blue eyes, there was the assumption that I would probably behave the same way. And so Peace Corps recognized there could have been some issues, so they put me on the east side of the park because I realized, okay, you may not be doing what you envisioned yourself doing, but maybe your expectations were need to be reassessed. And I wasn't here to chase after wildlife. I was here to work with people who had limited resources and don't always understand why they can't go in the park for resources, and we need to find better alternatives for them.
After hearing the stories of these three volunteers, we return to the question of how their work achieved the goal of peace. The answer is simply by being there. All three volunteers traveled abroad to work directly with community members of another country in a different language and culture. The description of the Peace Corps volunteer program is broad, but only because the goal of the program can be satisfied in so many ways. Through their years of service, Amy Panikowski, Timothy Dalrymple, and Tom Muirty certainly served their country for the cause of peace, as do all other Peace Corps volunteers, whatever work it is they do.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Proctor Podcast Series. For more information about our program or interviews, please visit our website at www.history.ufl.edu/ORAL or call us at area code 352-392-7168. That's 352-392-7168.
At the time, it was called Parks and Wildlife Officer. I was what they called a CBNRM extension officer, which is community-based natural resource management extension officer. So I was assigned to a national park, but I wasn't in the park. I was outside the park or with communities that bordered the park.